USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We have a deal on infrastructure. That's according to President Biden, who made the announcement with a group of bipartisan senators today. The senators saying it invests in more than just roads and bridges, and saying no one got everything they wanted and everyone had to compromise. West Virginia Democrat Senator Joe Manchin saying that a deal needed to be done.
Everyone understands we need infrastructure in this country. It's been talked about for how long, and nothing's been done for two or three administrations. This is the first time that we've done something of this magnitude that truly is directed towards the failing infrastructure we have. My state has some of the worst bridges and roads in the country.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says images on TV don't do the scene of a building collapse justice. One person has died, and at least 99 are unaccounted for. USA Radio News.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
The WHO is recommending against COVID vaccines in children and adolescents, and now the CDC comes out with some new information as well.
The CDC Advisory Committee said Wednesday that there's a likely association between cases of heart inflammation in some adolescents and young adults and the Pfizer and Moderna COVID vaccines. The CDC's Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices says that the benefits of vaccination outweigh the risks, given the incidents are extremely rare and usually exhibit mild symptoms. The FDA also plans on including a new warning with the vaccines about the potential risk of myocarditis or pericarditis. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The strawberry supermoon will be on display tonight. According to NASA, the first full moon of the summer is considered a supermoon because it will appear bigger and brighter than other full moons due to its relative closeness to the Earth. It's the third supermoon this year, and NASA says it will be the last of 2021. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
The Labor Department is reporting a drop in weekly jobless claims. Last week, 411,000 Americans filed first-time claims for unemployment benefits. That comes in about 30,000 more than most analysts were expecting. There are still roughly 7.8 million people who are not in the workforce. As far as what can be done to get those people back into the workforce and what sort of jobs they are looking for, Neela Richardson is the chief economist with ADP. She tells CNBC people are looking for
better jobs. You know, a lot of the jobs that have been lost in that pandemic hit in March and April were low-paying jobs. These jobs had lackluster wage growth. Even during a 10-year expansion, it took year 9 and 9.5 and 10 before you actually saw an increase in wage growth. And now you fast forward a year later, these jobs that require close physical contact. These are not virtual jobs or remote jobs. You actually have to go to work. The prevailing wage no longer cuts it. And so what we need, really, is a reskilling of these workers into better jobs so that they're positioned to go through the recovery and into the post-pandemic economy.
Game 3 of the NBA Western Conference Finals takes place in Los Angeles tonight with the Clippers hosting the Suns. The Clippers trying to dig out of a 2-0 hole. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.